You must not forget that to feed the hungry, clothe Albert, Wiedemeyer, General Wiedemeyer.
Yeah, General Wiedemeyer.
And he know you.
I knew him, knew his name.
Yes. And he says that he comes because he died just recently, almost within days, hours, and so was coming over him. But he says that he wants to tell you that there is in your land great possibility, and it must be you. You must not forget that to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and heal the sick, all these things are as spiritual as it is to pray or to worship God. And you must translate your spiritual truth into those things which make justice and for peace and for happiness, so that men know God, because you cannot talk about God to men who are starving unless you present God in the form of bread. You cannot interest men in God if they are naked unless you can clothe them, keep them warm. And a man who is sick because of deprivation and unhappy condition will not listen about God unless you help to relieve those conditions. Then you have found God in action. The Holy Spirit, which is the continuous incarnation of the Christ, has been active in the world. The world has rejected it over and over again, save here and there. And his truth has been distorted by selfish men. Men have organized around it all manner of things which bring glory to them, but no glory. Now you enter a new age. You have to live through Armageddon. You have to live through the death struggle of those who seek to perpetuate the old age. But you will emerge into the light.
Fletcher, is this Armageddon a physical struggle, a bloody war, or is it a spiritual struggle?
It's a war in which you are fighting right now, a war in which ideas of right and ideas that are tied to the past, a past that has lived in greed and selfishness, exploitation, that is gradually dying. And as Mr. Gilbert said, that is why I went to Korea. And there's someone here who's been talking, several, but one who's been talking in life, someone who gives the name of him who. Kim Koo.
Yeah, Kim Koo is a martyred patriarch,
yeah,
in Korea.
I died that we might fight for freedom. Our land has never known the freedom even to worship God as our hearts told us. We were always having foreign religious ideas imposed upon us. Now we have the freedom, and so when that freedom was ours, sun and moon was used for the Holy Spirit and is used for the Holy Spirit and will be used. Translate the things he tells you into activities that lift poverty, hunger, pain. I can assure you, he said, that there will be no war. Even Satan is wise enough to know that he must retreat. And error cannot live for the light of truth.
What advice does he have for us?
This man has a message. Man has no message, but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, can speak through moon more clearly, more completely than he's able to speak through any one individual today. It may take a long time for his truth be realized in the hearts of men. But even the Christ had to have his John the Baptist to herald him. And then, after he came, he had to gather around him a group. And after his death, that group bore witness a long time. There is but one God. There is but one Christ. He may wear different names because men speak different tongues. But there is but one God, one Christ, one Spirit of Truth. And whenever that Spirit of Truth becomes vocal, you're wise. Remember to make the distinction between the Spirit of Truth, which is the Christ, and any individual with a human name. That name may become historically associated with the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth didn't begin with any man, it ends with no man, it uses men. Right now it is using a very remarkable way for man is in the presence.
May I ask you one thing, that our leader, Sun Myung Moon, having been a prince of New Age, we feel that he has completed the national scale of restoration. Now his work is going on the world and universal scale. And how this world will accept him. And in his lifetime, and how much this world expects to be changed.
It was Ken Ku who came before he said, even in affecting political and national political and economic freedom, we have to use people. Do you realize?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And he was used. But he could not, Korea could not reproduce this man so long as Korea was a slave state. You understand? Now, you asking how long?
Yes.
Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. Christ manifested through him. Spirit truth has been active ever since. If the world hasn't accepted it, I think the world will accept spiritual realities more completely in this age, because you're emerging from an age in which men were ignorant, and even Jesus had to speak in primitive terms. In order to be understood, he had to speak in symbols and parables. In other words, he had to draw pictures and tell stories that one does for children. You've reached a point. The world has reached a point where a person can speak in terms of principles. And remember that principles are flexible and are capable of being applied individually. They're adaptable to culture and to wisdom. A principle is a reality behind law. And most of you are no longer spiritually under law. You have grown spiritually to the point that law, which is a fixed and sometimes cruel and heartless and ruthless thing, law is not something you live on the principle, which is the truth behind law. Primitive peoples still need the law. God is able to make himself understood in terms and in manner that is understood, that is adapted to the culture in which it is. A strange thing. There's the name Indra.
Could be a Korean woman's name, Incha.
It's something to do with him. And while this woman is, she said something about some kind of a memorial. It looks like a symbol or a picture of what will grow, and it is no mere accident that it happened in Busan. A memorial to people of all nations. And that memorial was consecrated and dedicated by representatives of every one of the world religions who came together on the soil of Korea to build a memorial up to the people of one race or one religion. A memorial. And Ken Koo says it is no accident that it was established just a few days after the holy and deep walk of Adam. The 15th of August. That was the birth of freedom.
Birth of freedom, yes. That's the Independence Day of Korea.
And on the 21st, representatives of every race and every religion gathered in Busan to build some kind of a sacred, something which is a symbol of what will grow out and spread over the world. something to do with some kind of harm.
May I ask a question, Fletcher? We have, do we have within ourselves a guide that tells us what is God's will, or do we take, in an authoritarian way, the opinions of another, or statement of another, like send me on moon without qualification?
The Spirit speaks the Spirit of every one of you. Has been you something individualized part of that in the whole which you call God. Truth they flow to everyone. But it is not limited to any one man, but always there are illumined souls who can become teachers, guides, and to the truth to flow. Is it through Christ? Is it through Buddha? Is it through? But none of these people, and neither does Mr. Moon himself, claim to be God. He's openly claimed, like Jesus, Buddha, and the others, to be an instrument through whom the Spirit of Truth is able to speak.
Thank you.
And when the Spirit just speaks through any man, no matter who it is, listen, when he speaks more fully, listen carefully.
When you speak of the new revelation revealed by Sun Myung Moon, today in a new age, the perfection which was not attainable last past history now become available to all men to be attainable. Is that the idea?
It is possible, but it is not likely that all men will accept it, because it is an educative process and it will take time. No one can bestow perfection. Perfection is the ideal goal, and perfection was man's condition in the beginning. Man himself chose to lose that place. He now must choose to return to it. But it is quite true that no one can return to a homeland which he has forgotten unless someone gives him a map or leads him along the path.
In other words, the men of the world today is depending on acceptance of this new truth, new revelation. And could you give me some advice or recommendation about those followers of Mr. Sun Myung Moon as a disciple? In other words, do you have a word for disciples?
Yes, they are right. Because a disciple is simply a student, one who finds a teacher and sit to his feet and learn.
The Christians all over the world continue to follow Jesus of Nazareth or the divine principles.
The Christians all over the world have never followed Jesus of Nazareth as a man. They have only followed the Christ who was incarnate for a little while in the person of Jesus. You must make the distinction. But it is not going to be possible for anyone to suddenly sweep all the religious people in the world into one group. It is a process of education into a part of the world where Christ is not known, where his teachings were presented very poorly by those who claim to represent him. It was necessary that Mr. Moon should come. God had to have some man through the Spirit to speak, because the missionaries were not speaking in the same language. They were all presenting a different picture. And there is but one Spirit truth. And so the distortions of men have always made it necessary for someone to become the revelator.
In other words, that one spirit of truth, the Christ, is now reincarnated in Sun Myung Moon.
I would not say it's reincarnated, because the spirit of truth can incarnate, but
just incarnate.
And that does not mean necessarily that the historical Jesus, that Jesus was just the man who was used in his time and in his place. The Spirit of Truth of Christ.
In other words, the Spirit of Truth is incarnated in Sun Myung Moon.
And may be incarnated in a dozen other people. But that, so far as your part of the world is concerned, it is speaking through him. And tomorrow, if through any choice of his own, he should distort the truth or seek to use the truth in an unwise way, and it be taken from him and would be spoken through another. I think, says Kenku, he came because many men have prepared the way for a new life, a new hope to our people. And if our people make the most of it, then they will have a message which the world will accept. But it must always start with our own people and the people who are close to him.
Could you give me some forecast of our leaders' work, the teaching, educational process of this new truth in the United States?
First of all, you must be willing to listen, speak, then have his words translated. They will be translated in any way. But you cannot expect the message to be accepted immediately by vast numbers of people. Only those who are ready and who are willing to listen, and to whom this particular message seems to be right and meaningful. That is the way that all the world teaches and thought. Remember one thing only, that if it is of God, it cannot fail. And it is of God. But Mr. Boone is just one in a long line of people who have been used as revelators. He's not the last, not the first. But in this hour, is being used in a great way, and his message here. That answer your question. But this is the thing to remember, and with this I must go, the power is waning, that this is the thing I would leave with you. That any man who has the good fortune to find a teacher of truth, and that teacher speaks to his need and to his heart, that man is under a divine compulsion to share his joy and his knowledge, and, if possible, lead others so that they may stand in the presence of his teacher and enter into the experience of his own. But never make the mistake of associating the truth which flows from any man through any man, or identifying it completely with that man. The Spirit of Truth uses men. It is not a man.
A quick question, Fletcher, please. What is my greatest weakness, what is the weakness that you see in other persons like us here?
I see just what we all see here, a great confusion in the minds of men everywhere, because ancient formulas and traditions are being struck down in the light that we know. You've almost reached the point worldwide as men, incarnate men, but you seem to know everything, understand nothing. Gather your data, gather your knowledge, listen to your teachers. But remember, there's always a vast dimension of spiritual power and truth. And until you are able to become aware of that, all the knowledge, all the facts, all the data, means nothing because it doesn't cohere. God is the coherent, the integrative, the symphonic power in the universe. You are very fortunate to have a man who can be used so greatly with the call of spiritual darkness. And it is no accident that Mr. Moon was chosen, because he was born into a part of the world where, at this particular moment, the battle is raging most fiercely. He will be able, through his influence of the people whom he reaches with message, turn battle, Armageddon, into victory. I can only repeat the vision of John, that when the new age comes, the eastern gate will open, and not only a man, but revelation will cultivate. And it's speaking for a group of people. And now there's just one man who says he wants to speak. Is the name, and he wants to speak to is it Colonel Fox?
Yes.
Did you attend the war crimes trial?
Pardon?
Did you go to attend the trials of the war criminals?
Yeah, during the war.
There's a man here who says that he knows some of the people that know these young clergymen here, and he said that he was appointed to defend, if I'm going to go protecting Christ, Tojo.
Oh, yes. Tojo, yes.
You know.
He's a war crime of Japan.
Yeah.
World War II.
Well, this man says, I am American, and he says, it's interesting. I used to go to the Episcopal Church in the old way. And he said, I was in with the army and with the MacArthur, and I was appointed because I was an advocate to the cases. I haven't told you. I lost the case. I mean, I really hope that you would care about winning the case. But he said, just a little while ago, he said, I was killed by a train. My name is George. Lewis.
He's dead? Just
and he said, I was in Korea. And this man, John Gilmer, said,
he's speaking to me personally or to the group?
But even if he let you somewhere along the way, because I stood for the side of Charles Joy.
Admiral.
Dealing with a man who does not believe in God, then you are dealing with a man who is capable of any cruelty. Because life has no meaning, there is nothing to speak to, there is no truth. There is only that thing which I want, the moment of which I am willing to get. Whatever I have to do. That's the kind of person Jojo was, the kind of person he dealt with. 37.
When he said that things will be better, that things looking better means that speaking of our movement,
our movement and the world
generally,
because you're living through the death magazine of the old order, and the sixth time, a new age, you discard the accumulated stupidity. They are.
May I have one question that do we have to overcome the greater degree of our kind of persecution or oppression while we are enforcing our spiritual movement in this world?
Every spiritual movement has to meet opposition, even from other spiritual movements, because you have to, by your lives, demonstrate that you have something that is superior. And no argument will win the victory in a spiritual contest except a transformed personality. If you have it, sir, others here have it.
Fletcher, will you say when the New Age began? What year?
New Age moved in gradually. It's been gradually coming for half a century, but 4 years ago, dominant kind of Pisces, constellation of Pisces, disappeared, and you're now under the influence of Aquarius. Pisces was a consolation, the wise men saw Jesus was born. Never make the mistake of saying when Christ was born in Bethlehem, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Christ, the incarnate one, used his body. He lived before and he lived after.
sanctum. Let it bless you all.
Go happily and go determined to preach your truths in the only way that they will be effective.
Do you have anything to ask Mr. Moon? Or do you have anything to ask for him?
I ask for him, yes. Those who have been blessed by knowing him and whose lives have been made better because of him and the things that are true, are able to speak to him. Hold up his hand. Shout to him and feed him with your love. Give him your whole support. Not because he is moved, but because he is attention. Even God is revealing himself more completely than he can through many people. Do you understand?
Thank you.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.